Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Our next topic will probably prove topical for many, because we are going to talk about pain. Every one of us has experienced pain of some kind, but I wonder if we ever stop to question what it is and why we experience it. So we're going to do a little bit of a deep dive now with Dr. Sabina Brennan, psychologist and neuroscientist. You're very, very welcome, Sabina.
Thank you very much.
Listen, I might start off with maybe just an obvious question, but what is pain and why do we feel it?
Do you know what? Yeah, it sounds like an obvious question, but just as you started it there, we've all experienced it. But do we actually kind of consider? And I mean, you know what? From a scientific and medical perspective, you know, pain is still not fully understood. Mm. But to kind of grasp what it really is, it's an interaction between biological, physiological, psychological and cognitive factors. So the sort of biological and the physiological aspects, they provide the foundation of pain's existence as we feel it as a physical sensation. But the psychological and cognitive factors, they shape how we experience pain and how we perceive pain. So it really is quite complex. And then to your second part of that question, why do we feel pain? Well, gosh, pain is really important to our survival. It protects us from potential damage. Excuse me. It's like an early warning system. So you know yourself, if you touch something hot, you have this reflexive response to pull your hand away. So that protects you from damage or further injury. But pain also plays a role in healing and recovery, because after an injury or with ongoing pain, you tend to not want to use the damaged area. So that actually gives your body time to heal. You know, like if you sprain an ankle or whatever, pain will prevent you from putting weight on it, which is really important if you want to heal. But then also pain is sort of involved in learning and adaptation. It teaches us to avoid harmful situations in the future.
But there are very many different types of pain, aren't there, Sabina? Like, I mean, what are the kind of the most common ones or sources of the most common sources of pain?
So the most common sources of pain really would be musculoskeletal pain. I'm glad I said that right. That's one of those words. So back pain would be really one, a very common source of pain, muscle strain, herniating a disc, or, you know, degenerative disc disease. Then there would be things like arthritis, which is inflammation of the joints, which can lead to chronic pain, osteoarthritis, muscle strains and sprains. But then there's the headaches. So you have your tension headaches and you have migraines, which I personally live with, and cluster headaches. So most people will have experienced one type of headache, definitely the tension headache, and quite a lot of people actually experience migraines, mainly women actually. Then you have your nerve pain, your neuropathic pain. So people with diabetes would have diabetic neuropathy, shingles would be something that would give nerve pain, sciatica. And then you have what's called the visceral pain, so abdominal pain. You have menstrual cramps, pelvic pain. God, this is really depressing.
but then there's the one that's, you know, probably sort of least understood or least appreciated, which is the chronic pain that many people live with and try to deal with. That is a difficult one, I think, and sometimes perhaps not properly understood, particularly by those who haven't experienced it.
Yeah, chronic pain is quite quite a complex thing and a challenging thing. And obviously, there's those multiple factors that I mentioned, the biological, the physiological and the psychological. Also, that learning and adaptation, you know, we can adapt our response to pain can be adaptive, but it also can be maladaptive. And that can kind of lead to chronic pain. It's very complicated. I suppose it occurs often, it persists often. There may have been originally an acute injury, but then it may persist without a clear cause. So unlike acute pain, which serves that protective causes treated, chronic pain can persist for weeks, months, years, you know. There can be multiple ways. There can be a central sensitization.
Yeah, and sensitization, yeah, and you know, because we always talk about, you know, pain thresholds, and I'm staggered by the suggestion that women generally tend to have a lower pain threshold compared to men. Can that be the case? But when you mentioned, you know, and with all due respect to the wonderful men out there, and your name is in menstruation, but I am sorry, this is the hill I'll die on. Surely, Sabina, women have to have a higher pain threshold. Childbirth.
I know. It may be that we experience more pain, but the threshold, I suppose, is the point at which you experience pain. It doesn't mean the point at which you can cope with pain. And I think that's an important distinction. You know, the exact moment. So, for example, if you increase the temperature of water, the exact moment when the sensation changes from warm to being painful, that's your pain threshold. That's when you perceive pain. It doesn't mean that's the point that you can't cope with, which I think is what you're kind of getting at there with childbirth. You know, we may perceive the actual signal earlier, which in some cases is really good. Do you know what I mean? Because you want to actually know there's something amiss. But there's probably also other factors at play. So I'm sure, you know, you mentioned menstruation there. You know, hormones influence our cognitive function. I have a whole book about brain fog with the hormones, how that can kind of contribute to it, because you have estrogen receptors in your brain. But you know, fluctuating hormones will influence how you perceive pain and how soon you'll perceive pain. I mean, excuse me, a lot of us will know that, you know, that when at certain times you're much more sensitive. I used to know it if I wouldn't get my eyebrows plucked just coming up to my period, because it just actually hurt way more than it did at other times.
Do you think that is, it's a related issue? Do you think that's why, and I know this is sort of backed up from scientific studies, Sabina, that women's pain symptoms are sometimes taken less seriously than men's pain by medical professionals?
Yeah, I would use the term often underestimated compared to men's pain. So you have cultural, you know, cultural factors in there, you know, and social norms where men, you know, men due to
stoicism, due to their stoic nature.
Yes, thank you. Where men actually won't talk about their pain, whereas women are more likely to talk about their pain sooner. But women are more likely, women's pain is more likely to be attributed to psychological factors, often resulting in less aggressive treatment and misdiagnosis or late diagnosis. I mean, a lot of conditions. I do a lot of work with people, you know, who have, you know, multiple sclerosis or autoimmune conditions, and they can take years and years
because
and
they can
years
be, they can
before
be
they
dismissed
receive a diagnosis.
As, yeah, because they can be dismissed as and emotional or...
Emotional or psychological. Yeah. And the fact of the matter, it's something that I feel very strongly about, it's sort of as a psychologist and neuroscientist. Scientist, actually, the source of the pain in certain regard is irrelevant. If pain is being experienced, pain needs to be addressed. And a lot of us want a physiological or a biological diagnosis, or, you know, pinpoint to that. And that means my pain is more valid. But that's not true. Even if the source of your pain is psychological, your pain is just as valid. And, you know, these things don't exist in isolation. You know, your brain and your cognitive function all influence your perception of pain. Sorry.
So you're an expert in the brain. So can we change ourselves the way that we think about pain, you know, in terms of pain management that goes beyond, you know, drugs or medication or other supports? Can we actually change the way we think about it, even if we are experiencing it?
Yes, I do think so. I think the fact that our cognitive functioning and our psychological functioning, you know, influence our perception of pain gives us a way into how we might manage our pain. Distraction, doing other things can really help in terms of how you perceive pain. Now, I'm talking at a very general level here, but I even know myself when I, you know, if I have a migraine that is a headache, If I actually focus on doing something that I really enjoy doing, I can achieve distance from the pain. My cognitive resources are being focused on something else other than the pain. However, if I have nausea and vomiting and dizziness with my migraine, that's more difficult. But with a lot of pain, I spoke to a gentleman relatively recently who had chronic tinnitus, you know, the noise in his ears.
Yes.
And I said to him, you know, is there any time where you don't notice it? And he said, oh, I love doing carpentry and woodwork and I don't notice it. And that is the exact thing. That's where you get into this state of flow, where you're sort of so focused on what you're doing that it gives you this distance, you don't actually notice the pain. I mean, you have to cognitively be aware of pain in order to experience it in a way, except that initial acute, you know, where it's reflexive. Yeah. Excuse me.
Before I let you go, Sabina, one of our listeners, Joyce, said, when I was having contractions, I didn't feel them until the very end. I only knew I was in labour because a midwife friend told me. So she had a good experience with pain on that occasion. Yes, I know that everyone's saying I wish. But listen, Dr. Sabina Brennan, I would love to continue chatting, and because we're getting lots of questions and queries about it. But for now, Dr. Sabina Brennan, psychologist and neuroscientist on pain, thank you for joining us. We are going to take a very quick ad break.